you know, a well-known magazine offered $1,000 prize for the best short story if it had plenty of drama. And this is a story that won first prize.
Once upon a time, long, long ago, before you and I were even born,
in the year 1776,
there was a hippie
named George Washington.
He was a very friendly
hippie.
He liked to
play his fiddle and dance and growl.
One day, he was lolling lazily in the cool green grass of the forest and generally feeling mighty pleased, but it wasn't long before trouble came along in the form of
Mrs. Rabbit.
She sure is pretty,
he said
in a loud voice.
Well, sure enough,
she heard this
and trotted off toward a small group of antelopes grazing in a grassy clearing, and right in front of all the animals,
she
said,
"My, my, my.
I'm going to
toot his flute."
So George Washington
said to his wife,
"Get away."
And then he politely asked,
"Mrs. Rabbit,
will you come with me
to the United Nations?"
"Oh, please."
Now that was a silly question.
She became so excited she forgot all about
her boyfriend,
41.
And we all know that
41's the one that everyone likes best in Rabbit Town.
Imagine that.
And so,
needless to say,
they talked and laughed and played and had a wonderful time all day.
They laughed and laughed.
They were having fun, you see.
And for many miles around, the folks from all the surrounding villages came in to
watch
the saucy little
Mrs. Rabbit
toot
George Washington's
flute. And Mrs. Rabbit took a deep breath and blew
George,
and everybody whistled and cheered.
Hours passed.
In the meantime,
he became so excited
all he could say was,
"Let me touch your
little
rabbit
pussy."
Needless to say,
she said yes.
And so,
he did.
While he sang
a happy song,
and everybody whistled and cheered.
And then
he said,
"I really
love your
little
puffed up rabbit pussy."
And everybody whistled and cheered.
And then,
as everyone was about to
play spin the bottle,
Mrs. Rabbit
and George decided
it was time
to go to
the United Nations.
And
without another word,
off they went.
So they walked and walked
cautiously down the winding road. They meandered up and down over the hilly road
that led to
New York.
And when they got too tired to walk anymore, they
decided to have a party.
And they did. And
it was quite a
party.
Mrs. Rabbit
tried to blow
George
again,
but George
was
not exactly in the mood.
So they just laughed at a gang of
women in red skirts and red socks
that
must have gathered around
when
they were
not paying attention.
And then suddenly, George
was
ashamed that he
wasn't
in the mood.
So he went and crawled into a big barrel of apples.
And when he
came back,
he said,
"Let's have some weird sex."
And they did.
And then
they went
to bed that night while they
were sleeping.
A funny-looking pelican named
Frank came along
and
touched Mrs. Rabbit's
soft and pretty
little
rabbit
pussy.
Then
Frank
trotted off home. The next day, they
headed for
the United Nations
again.
Little do they realize,
I'm crazy, crazy.
Sorry about that.
Now let me see. Where was I?
Oh,
don't worry.
I remember.
In fact,
now comes the best part of the story.
It was quite late in the evening when they reached the
United Nations.
Then suddenly they
crashed into the Statue of Liberty.
And
there was
an earth-shaking, tree-shaking rumble.
But
don't worry.
It was
actually
a pretty young
Buddhist monk
just
pretending to be
the Statue of Liberty.
And there was a great celebration.
Everybody whistled and cheered.
Just imagine it.
Soon, everybody was
crazy.
And one day, not long afterward,
on their way home,
Mrs. Rabbit
and George Washington
decided to have
more
weird sex.
And they did.
Well, there you have it.
Isn't that a wonderful story, children?